1 Samuel chapter 9. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorat, the son of Aphiah, a Benjaminite, and a man of prominence. He had a son whose name was Saul, a handsome young man. There was no one among the Israelites more handsome than he. He was a head taller than anyone else. The donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, had strayed off. So Kish said to his son Saul, "Take one of the servants with you and go look for the donkeys." So he passed through the hill country of Ephraim, then through the land of Shalisha, but they could not find them. Then they crossed through the land of Sha'alim, but the donkeys were not there either. Then they passed through the land of the Benjaminites, but they still could not find them. When they came to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let us turn back, or my father will stop worrying about the donkeys and start worrying about us." He said to Saul, "Look, there is in this town a man of God, and he is highly respected. Everything he says comes true. So let's go there, and perhaps he can tell us where we should go." Then Saul said to his servant, "If we go, what can we bring the man, since the food in our bags is gone? We don't have a gift to give to the man of God. What do we have?" The servant answered Saul again, "Look, I have in my hand a quarter of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God to tell us which way to go." Previously in Israel, when a person went to inquire of God, he said, "Come, let us go to the seer." For the one who is now called a prophet used to be called a seer. Then Saul said to his servant, "Good idea, let's go." So they went to the town where the man of God was. As they went up the slope to the town, they found some girls coming out to draw water. They asked them, "Is the seer here?" They answered, "He is. Look, he is right ahead of you. Hurry, for he just came into town today, for the people have a sacrifice today at the high place. As soon as you enter the town, you can catch him before he goes up to the high place to eat. The people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterwards, those invited may eat. Now get up there, for this is the time when you should be able to find him." So they went up to the town. As they entered the town, Samuel came out toward them on his way up to the high place. Now the day before Saul came, the Lord had revealed to Samuel, "Tomorrow about this time I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him to be leader over my people Israel. He will save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have taken note of my people, because their cry has come to me." When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "See, this is the man I told you about. He will rule over my people." Then Saul approached Samuel in the gate and asked, "Please tell me, where is the seer's house?" Samuel answered Saul, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you will eat with me today. Then in the morning I will let you go and tell you all that is on your mind. As for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, don't worry about them, for they have been found. Who is all Israel longing for? Is it not for you and for your father's house?" Saul answered, "Am I not a Benjaminite, the smallest tribe of Israel, and is not my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you talk to me this way?" Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall, and made them sit at the head place among those who were invited. There were about 30 guests. Then Samuel said to the cook, "Bring the portion I gave you, the one I asked you to set aside." Then the cook picked up the leg with all that was on it, and set it before Saul. Samuel said, "Look, this is what was reserved for you. Eat it, because it was kept special for you for this appointed time. For I said, I have invited the guests." So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they had come down from the high place into the town, he spoke with Saul on the roof. They got up at daybreak the next morning, and Samuel said to Saul on the roof, "Get up, so that I may send you away." So Saul got up, and both he and Samuel went outside. As they were going down to the edge of town, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to go ahead of us." So he went ahead. Stop here for a minute, so that I may tell you a message from God.